Hello and welcome to the Church of the Believers radio broadcast, making the biblical text meaningful to life. A 45-minute program from the Church of the Believers with headquarters in Imatari Estate. At the church worship service today, the Reverend Dr. Aaron Zawu will liberate preach from the text Malachi 3:6-12, and the theme Giving to God Through Tithing. We will invite the tribal choir to do for us the sermon hymn, and after the sermon hymn, the next verse will be that of the Reverend Dr. Liberty. Please ask someone to listen.
The other side of giving in the Bible which is required. It's not done willingly. That's what I mean. Right? It's required by God Himself. We talked about giving last week, that you can do willingly, free will offering, love offering, whatever you want to give. Church is doing something, you are happy about what God is doing, and you go and give what you have and what God has blessed you with willingly, cheerfully. But this part of the gift that I'm going to discuss with you today, it is required. It's a required giving. We are required to do it. Praise the Lord. And our topic today is giving to God through tithing. Many of you have heard about paying the tithe to God and the church. Today, we're going to study that part of the giving that had to do with what? Tithing. And that's our point of discussion today. A lot of things that we will talk about. You see, giving to God through tithing, and I want you to know too that it's required. The one who learned this God somebody, it was what? It's something you do what? Willingly. But tithing is required. It's your obligation that you have to pay that, you have to give it as the Lord blesses you. So it's required of you. Praise the Lord. And I thought on bringing this to you because this God Sunday we talked about freely giving, and everyone was happy. Nobody had to come around me anymore. And I know biblically it should be done joyfully. But this part of the giving is required. Though no one would be behind you to do it forcibly, but it's required as a Christian for you to do it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let me just read the text here. Matthew read it a few minutes ago. That is Malachi chapter 3, beginning at verse 6. I, the Lord, do not change. So you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, saith the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God, yet you rob me? But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings, you are honored and cursed, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there will be food in my house. Test me in this, saith the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have no room enough for it. Hallelujah! I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vine from the fields will not cast their fruit, saith the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, saith the Lord Almighty. Praise the Lord. Now God is saying, you are robbing me. You rob me out of tithes and offering. And we talked about offering last week. But today we'll focus on what? On tithe. How do you tithe to God? What is God talking about? Now, tithe is one of God's covenant. That covenant means it is one of God's agreement that, look, I am God. You are my servant. This is what you will do for me, and this is what I'm going to do for you. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand, tithing is not a free will offering. It's a covenant that God entered into. He said, you, I will give you, if I give you $10, you give me $1 back as my tithe. only use the 90 cents for yourself. If I gave you $10, you gave me $1 back, and the $9 is for yourself. So tithe is required.
I want you to pay key attention to this. Tithe is what? It's required.
Whatever the Lord gave you, he said, give me
in return 10% of it, or 1/10 of it, that it belongs to me. Now, what we're going to do in our study today is that we will discuss the following. One, we will define when we say tithe, what are you talking about? What does it mean? Then we'll look at the origin of tithing, how it started. And then we'll define and discuss the three types of tithing that are minimal, but we'll look at it carefully. We'll look at the result of breaking the covenant of tithing. When you break the covenant of tithing, what happened? This is what God required of you. It's a covenant he entered. He said, this is what I want you to do because I am your God. When you refuse to do it, what happened? The blessings in tithing. We'll also discuss how tithes are used in the house of God today and talk about the tithing debate. Because everything, like there's a major debate about those things. So this is where we want to go today. Now the word tithing was derived from an old English for what they call tenth. One tenth. That means if somebody gave you $1,
10 cents there for God. Hallelujah. Now for those of you who are farmers, if you are in
some part of the interior and you planted your rice and you are now harvesting,
the tenth bundle of that rice belongs to God. If you cut 9 bundles of rice and put it down, the 10th one you put it aside, it is for God. Hallelujah!
Now, if you are somebody who
is taking care, you got your little poultry farm, you know, you raise it, let me put it that way, chicken and things, all right? And then you see God is blessing those things there. If you count, if you get up for 10, the 10th one belongs to who? To God.
Are you hearing that? And so, this is the 10th of everything that God blessed you with belongs to who? Belongs to God. This is where we are. See? The custom is very ancient because Abraham paid tithe of the spoils of war to Melchizedek.
This is an old custom. Why? Father Abraham was requested to pay tithe to Melchizedek, who was the priest of Salem.
Abraham paid tithe when he came from war and
all of the war goodies he had. He put his hand and gave to
Melchizedek tithe of what God blessed him with. And tithing, now listen carefully,
tithing was not only practiced within Judaism alone.
I want you to know, understand this. Please listen carefully for those that are with us by radio.
Tithing was done by other countries like Athens, Arabia, Rome, Carthage, Egypt, Syria, Babylon, China. It was something like you pay taxes to the government. Hallelujah. We here in Liberia, we pay taxes to government.
So at that time, most of these countries require
10% of your income to go to the government.
Now, God also required 10% of all that he gave you to enter his house so that there would be what?
That the work of God will go on.
So, I don't want you to think that, it just came out yesterday. But you see, tithe became the central point of worship in Judaism.
Why?
Because God said, this is a covenant between you and me. Whenever you do it, this is what I'm going to do. So, this is what God said. And there are many times God spoke to them, even in Malachi, as we read it. He said, people are robbing me because the covenant there, what belongs to me, you don't give it to me. But you take everything for yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, whenever you do that, then of course you are creating problem for yourself because I am God. I can do whatever I want to do. Praise the Lord. He said, I can do whatever I want to do. God requires tithes. He requires that. So don't forget about that. That is required. So what we're going to do now, the first thing we look at is, I'll give you the introduction. Let's look at the definition of the word tithe. We got it already from the introduction, I think. This was the old English word for tenth. And it represented a charge upon produce or labor levied for the maintenance of religious activities. This was whatever that God gave you, the tenth of it belonged to God. Now, most of us today, we feel that tithe is only money. Yeah, today we feel that tithe is only money, I carry cash money to give. No, in the Old Testament, even now, we can put to practice that is not in the money. Now let me ask you a question. What if you have a businessman and the man is a car manufacturer? And the man manufacturing 10 cars. You don't think if you bring one car in the church and give it to the church, would that be wrong? I know you're going to be happy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Possession within the Israelite community, you tithe on that. And what? Remember, tithe was what? Required. Because God entered into his covenant. So it was required. All right, the second thing that I want us to look at now is we need to look at the origin. How the whole thing started. How the whole tithing something started. I told you that when Abraham got behind the enemy that went and took his brother invaded where his brother Lot was and took everything, Abraham carried his men. And then we followed them up until Abraham got them. And what he do? He recaptured everything and took everything from them. When he was coming, he met Melchizedek. That was the first record of tithing in the Old Testament. It was that. And so when he met this priest, Abraham gave the tithe to the priest. Praise the Lord. Abraham gave him the tithe, and the priest accepted it. You can read that from Genesis 14:20 and from Hebrews 7:1-2. You can read that. Abraham gave the tithe. Now, another development in there is that Abraham was required to give a tithe
recorded in scripture.
But then Jacob, we all know Jacob. Then when Jacob was leaving his parents to go to the home of Laban in order to get married, Jacob slept in a place and then he had a dream. And when he woke up in the morning, guess what Jacob did? Jacob said, "Well, I got God, I got a reason and agreement with you. The dream I had last night and what I saw, when you bless me, listen carefully, when you bless me, where I am going and I'm successful, and you bring me back to this land, to my parents, then I will pay my tithe to you."
And you
know
why Jacob was doing? The payment was, Jacob was not looking at it as a covenant.
It was conditional.
Yes, and many of us we are like Jacob. Many of us we can act like Jacob. God, when you do this for me, then I will do this.
That Jacob. Conditional. You set a condition for God. Jacob set a condition for God. He said, "When you bless me, where I'm going, and I'm successful, and I come back here, then I will pay my tithe to you."
So, where are the Jacob here? That's how many of us like to do nowadays. I'm not going to deal with that whole thing. When God will bless me, I don't want to pay anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to say. Jacob said, the only way I will pay tithe, what I saw last night, what you revealed to me, I will only tithe to you when you bless my life wherever I'm going. And when I come back here, hallelujah, then I will pay one to you.
That was a conditional statement.
I can't understand Jacob. He was a great man anyway. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And you can read that in Genesis chapter 28, verse 22. The dedication of the tent to God was recognized as a duty before the time of Moses.
Time was recognized as the duty for the duty of the Israelites for the time of Moses. Time.
And I want you to pay attention because this is a very key area of King. Alright. The first Mosaic law on this subject is recorded in Leviticus 27:30, and subsequent legislation, it was regulated as a destination and paid tax. You can look at in Numbers 28, Numbers 18, you can Deuteronomy 12, 5, 6, 11, 17, chapter 14, 22, 23.
That was meant that it was included into the law for the Jewish people. That we are serving God, and in return, we have the blessing that we get from God, we have to give Him 10% of everything that the Lord bless us with. Now, what I want you to know in this is this. Some of the people say, you will pay your tithe for God to bless you. Well, that statement is sound as good as it sounds, but that's not a true statement. You pay your tithe to God, how to bless you? Right? And many people say, when you pay your tithe, then God will bless you. God has offered blessing when you pay your tithe. If you brought in $10 this morning or $200 this morning as your tithe, where you got it from? You got it from the blessing that God gave you. So God has already blessed you, and so you brought the blessing and said, "God, here is your portion." At the same time, God came to do a blessing because He said, "When you do what I say, I will bless you." But you're not paying time because of blessing. You pay time because God has already blessed you, and you are what? Answering towards the covenant.
Are you understanding this point? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Starting is very, very important in the church.
Now, I want us to discuss three
types of tithe. Three major ones, and pay attention to these three
that I'm going to discuss with you. The first one is the Levitical or sacred tithe.
the liberator and offer separate tithe.
And let me read the text. That is from Numbers 18, verse 21. And it says, I read, I gave to the Levites all the tithes in Israel as their inheritance in return for the work they do while serving at the tent of meeting.
Praise the Lord.
And the second is 24, Numbers 18, 24. It says, instead, I gave to the Levites as their inheritance the tithes that the Israelites present as an offering to the Lord. That is why I said concerning them, they will have no inheritance among the Israelites.
So tithing,
there they have the Levitical type of tithing. That is, the tithe you pay at the time, the first tithe went to the what? To the Levite. And they went to the Levite to do what? For the support of the Levite. Because they own nothing in Israel.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand that they own nothing. They have no inheritance.
When the country was divided,
they had no place. They wouldn't have a place where they would come together and do their work. They had no inheritance.
But the tithe, the Levitical tithe that were paid by the whole country went to them as their portion.
But this time, the Levites have more in the country than the members.
Yeah. This time, who are the Levites? Let me say one of them might be the pastor. Let me say what he came. I can say I'm a Levite because I'm a pastor. I'm the one leading the church.
All right.
But in Israel at the time, a Levite owned no property. But today, what we call pastor or bishop or minister of the gospel, well, some of us own a lot of property, more than even the members of the church.
Hallelujah!
Some of them own a lot of things. You go on the farm, you see 4 or 5 cars. You go to the house, there's a skyscraper building. It is for the bishop. It is for the pastor.
Hallelujah!
But that time, God said, no, you can't own anything among the people. Only the food, the tithe that will pay to me will be your portion.
But the good thing is, if the tithe paid to the church today that went to the pastor, if that is the case, and then they took it and bought their debt free,
that's another story. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Now, the first tithe is the one we trade back to Abraham.
The first tithe.
The first tithe we trade back to Abraham. Because today you remember the tithe we pay. It goes as Christians. It goes to the first tithe, the Levitical tithe that was paid by the people of Israel every year.
On all that we were blessed with by God Almighty.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, this is the tithe that we continue to give on the priesthood of Melchizedek in the New Testament. It is consecrated to God and to the furtherance of the gospel.
The tithe you pay today in your church or in a church, wherever you are, whatever church you belong to, the tithe you pay, it is straight back to the one the biblical tithe.
We have to do for today, we use it for the furtherance of the gospel. Hallelujah. This is what we do today. Now, the second tithe,
what did we say was the first tithe? Levitical tithe, right? Which is what's sacred. It's holy. That tithe is holy. Right?
And the second tithe is what? The tithe of feast.
Now, I want you to listen carefully. Because you will discover some other things.
Alright. Let me read this text here. Alright. He said, be sure to set aside a tenth of all that your fields produce each year.
Be sure a tenth of what? That your fields produce what? Each year.
Right? Eat the tithe of your grain, new wine, new this, new that. But what it's trying to say, what is text is saying here is that
the second tithe belongs to who? Praise the Lord. The second time belongs to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What was the pastor talking about? The second time belongs to yourself. In Israel,
a second time, the people of Israel would go to Jerusalem.
And that was a religious festival.
So every year, the time, that the second time, when you get a biblical time, the second time you put aside is for yourself, for the family expenses.
You're not getting what I'm saying this morning.
Hallelujah! I need to pay your time right now, right? Yeah. Because we're going to conference. Alright? So we get to raise money for our transportation expenses to go on conference, and I can tell you that's a time to pay. Because the time will be used for your personal expenses to go on the whole occasion. Praise you the Lord! Yeah. You got this one, sir?
Yeah.
So, the money you put aside every year to go on conference, to go on crusade, to do activities concerning God, that's a tithe you pay.
So that tithe is only for yourself. That means you take every year you take the biblical tithe that goes into the house of God. You take your own tithe and put it aside.
Praise God. That when you're ready to go on conference, you have no need to say, I don't have no money. Because the money is already there.
Now, as our church administrator said, told me, I said 2 days ago, even this morning, that one of the members, you know, have doubled the amount required for our conference this year.
So, and the conference and what is there, that money there that person has paid for transportation and expenses on the conference, that is for the person's benefit. You don't think so?
Hallelujah! But maybe we never thought it that way. Maybe we never knew that how we pay to go on conferences,
because in Esther, this time was used for the Israelites to travel wherever they are to go to Jerusalem.
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody get the point I'm saying here. So the money you pay to go on for religious activity, that you come, we rent a bus, we rent places, we get food for your partner expression, that's all.
Maybe you never heard that before.
And sometimes those by radio, every time you go, I don't care if you want to go on front, they say we're going to pay $5,000. You, that's the time you pay. Because that $5,000 will be your own expenses to go before the Holy Lord.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Sometimes we get so mad.
But when you pay the conference, you who got the car? That you. When you go on the conference, who can eat the food? That you. Praise the Lord. Who can listen to all the good gospel preaching? That you. So when you come home, you say, well, I'm prepared.
Oh, the teaching was good on the conference.
The time you pay for religious activities is the second time he ate. And it's for your own benefit.
Sometimes we get so angry with the church.
No, tell me. Because we have on conferences every year, right? Huh? Let me ask you a question again. Who all were in their town? That raises it. Look, we all were in their town. the pain that will not quiet anymore. And you say, wow, I'm paying tithe, and that tithe is for the Lord, isn't it? Like it is. If you were to pay that money, then they pay my way. Then they pay the kingdom way and the room for. Then you have a case. But in Israel, they have to go to Jerusalem for religious activities. So every born again Israelite, like our family, you say that time, every time, till the return time, you don't have to say, I don't have money. Right now, some of you are paying your tithe. Right? And our tithe will be what? Will be used on you. The answer is 5,000, 2,500, what should we go? 2,500, 5,000. Yeah. And then the church rented a bus and the church took you for what? Religious activities. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Are you understanding that second time? That second time you pay is for your own benefit. Yeah. But you took. That's your own benefit. Because in our different country, when you pay the money, we rent a hotel, we got everything arranged for you, and we pay all your expenses. That's the time you pay. You're going to pay it to the church, that's all. But in other countries, like in America, I was living there for 15 years. When you go, when you say you go to a conference, if I'm having a conference, you're going to come there, I'm going to put on my website the hotel around there that you can go to. You feed yourself. You pay your own hotel bill. Hallelujah. You feed yourself. You pay your own hotel bill. You get your own transportation. The only thing that I will do for you is to stay and teach you in that conference. But here in Africa, we feel that sometimes times are hard. So the church has to help the members save the money for them. Save the money for them. So when time comes, we take the money and say, get the money here, get in the car. And then you get in the car. When we go, we enjoy all the Holy Ghost, all the great teaching, all the great bread. You enjoy everything. And then time to come back, the church will bring again cars. Get in the car because you pay for your time. The tax, the money is not going. If that car belongs to you, come and say amen here. The car belongs to who? To you. No, not the first car. The first car, which is the Levitical car, belongs in the house of God to support the priest. The second car. The second tithe, which is the tithe of the harvest or of the feast, that tithe, it don't go in the house of God. That tithe is used on you. Praise the Lord. The only difference with you, between we and the people in the West, because knowing the condition of our people, we the leadership said to us, let's collect the money from them. And then be able to help them. So we then collect the money. But the people in the West, they would have to show you if I'm having any meeting here, and I put it over the air, you want to come, I'll show you these are the hotels that are around here, these are the prices they charge. You will come and do your own study. The only thing I do is stand here every day and teach you. That's all. Praise the Lord. If you do your own study, but here we feel that something is hard. So to help you, we collect your tithe in the back and keep it for you. Not for it. You understand that? I'm glad I hope you understand what I'm saying today. That the second tithe, it is not for the church, it is for you. And that tithe is used for your conferences, for whatever the church is doing, and you have to know. Don't it's a tithe that you pay.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And sometimes when you look at it carefully, if you have the time printed, when you look at the text, when you read the text,
When the time when you have plenty of that, you can sell some so that you can get money and go with the money in your pocket. Like your own money in your pocket. Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord! Now, the third
tithe is the tithe for the poor and the widow.
Are you there? In Deuteronomy 14, 28 to 29. Let me read that. At the end of every 3 years, bring all the tithes of that year's produce and store it in your town, so that the Levites who have not allotment or inherited of their own, and the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widow who live in your town may come and eat and be satisfied, and so that the Lord your God will bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think one time I talked with our church administrator, and I said, that's an idea running from my mind. I said, I think we need to have a time where we can just have food cooked here on campus. For the old people. The old people in this community. You don't know them, I don't know them. But we can just have a time and have a great celebration and cook good food, invite them to all sit down and talk. Hallelujah! God said they talk. And another time that the church can come together and we all come together, bring something from your home. I bring something from my home and we sit down and have a wonderful cook.
But we come before God to do this. But this tithing, it is for what?
For the widow, for the priest, for
foreigners.
This tithing,
the widows, the priests, foreigners enjoy this. Hallelujah.
They enjoy that.
And I want you to understand this. That God will bless you in all the work of your hands. You do this. The third tithe is for the poor.
There are some churches when you say, when the pastor say, I met one lady and she sold down and sent a note to the business department. Y'all give us some money. We'll say, we're not going to pray about it. We're not going to deal with that. The pastor don't get anything. In fact, not responsible. Don't you know that you are responsible to take care of the poor among you?
Yeah. We are responsible to take care of the poor among us.
And God will bless us for doing that. Somebody who has no food, you can share something that
way. How much more about in the church of the living God? Where somebody is a widow got nothing.
In fact, the issue of a widow lady, you can find it in many churches today. Now, maybe some of the churches are doing it, I don't know. But if you are doing it, church, thank God for you. The widow, when I say widow, I mean widow indeed. Not a widow who can still have offering. I think about widow indeed, who got nowhere, nothing.
Give that person some little thing every month.
Praise the Lord. Because the tithe in that thing was also destined for the widows and the poor and the foreigners among you.
Do we do that? That is a big question. But I look at the result of breaking God's tithe. You know, when you break God's tithe, then what happens? And I love what he said here. When you break God's covenant of tithing, listen.
I told you tithe is required, right? I mean, tithe is required. When you refuse to obey it, then something is going to happen.
When you read it, when you read the whole thing, it says, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me.
Malachi 3:9. He said, if you don't do what I say, if you don't obey my covenant, you will be under a curse. And somebody is under a curse.
How did you know?
When somebody is under a curse, they think that you say, so happy way you will leave the name. Listen.
When curse is upon you, anything that you think you are doing that will be beneficial to you, you will just bounce back. But I love the prophet here that described that very well. Even though he was talking about building the temple, and he refused to build the temple, but I love the way he described it, and I love it. And he said, now listen, here God said, when the curse is brought upon you, you have planted much,
but you have a smell. Any of you ever experienced farming? Where somebody say, oh, my farm is big this year. And oh, I planted about 3 or 4 bags of rice there. And then groundhog and all these different birds and everything will get there and eat up everything and get a few cheese.
You ever seen that before?
Yeah.
When investigated, I mean something is wrong somewhere. Hallelujah! Something is wrong somewhere. You said you planted and you expected much, but you got nothing. But you harvested little. You eat, but never have enough.
You eat and never have enough.
Praise ye the Lord. You drink, but never have, you will never fill. You put on clothes, but you are not warm. You earn wages only to put it in the pocket of gold.
Huh? The month comes to an end and you walk in the office when curse is on you. And you walk in the office and you put $10,000 in your hand.
You put it in your pocket the whole day. Everything before you get it all finished.
Wow. Hallelujah! The whole thing is in your pocket. Because you don't obey God and you really got money out there, you put the money in your pocket, you got in a bar, and somebody will just. I thought you get drunk, but just the devil and God have prayed and told you that drunk and take everything from it. Praise the Lord! What's that mean for giving the money? That means you are on God's cost because you're not doing the right thing. Some of you will go and drink all night when you get paid out. You come home, you come home. I knew a man way back, I don't want to call his name, he had a great job. He had a great job at the Temple of Justice. And but when I met him, he was a great secretary. Great. When I met him come home, he not going to go straight to his house. But all the money that they put bribed him with, gave him to it, all that was filled his pocket, he would go sit down and walk in one bar and he gets drunk. And those people would get home and pick his pocket and take everything from it. Hallelujah! And the next day he will go back to work. Because you are under God's curse. You disobey his covenant. But he said, when you do that, when you obey me, I am God Almighty, I will bless you. See, he said, I will bless you when you obey me. See that? Blessing of tithing to God, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be what food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. He said, when you obey me, I'm going to walk in obedience as well as God, and I want to bless my people. If you disobey, then you will choose another route. Praise be the Lord.
Amen. Then you will choose another route. Yeah. Yeah. What do we do today? These are the things we do.
But you know, let me tell you the last thing so that we will move, okay? The last thing is, when it comes to tithe, there is major debate today. Maybe you have heard it. Maybe somebody told you, maybe another member of a different church may have said to you, that your tithe thing you're doing in your church, then we don't do it in our church. It's not in the New Testament. That's an Old Testament thing. So for our church, we don't pay tithe. Have you ever heard that before?
I think so. It's a major debate going on. And the
and two signs. One sign says, this time now, you can't pay tithe, you're going to deal with the customer, you whatever you want to do. Then another sign says, no! Jesus came and he said, he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
Yeah.
Some of you don't understand the whole text, okay? So God is fulfilling it. He did not abolish anything.
Praise ye the Lord.
So we have two views. God is fighting. But let me take my I'm the one who is telling you that today we are under the obligation to pay tithe. I'm going to look at that view. All right? In all our churches, we encourage you to do that. Even in the interior, those interior churches that we have there, you know what we do? Huh? We make sure that those people, each church house, they get their tithe issue. People pay tithe and they get chicken, then they got this, they got that, so that when stranger get in the town from the church, they got something that we want. Because the food is already there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So that debate is going on today. But I can tell you, Jesus himself said,
he mentioned indirectly upon that.
So that is required of us today. There are some who say, no, you can't do that because it's an Old Testament something.
But let me tell you, When everybody talk about, listen, when everybody talk about 10%, and we say the tithe of 10%, all right? In fact, the people in the Jewish people are paying more than 10%. Because when you add a different tithe, it would be about almost like the sum of percent they were paying when you add the first tithe, the second tithe, and the third tithe, when you add it. But here's what I'm talking about.
Now, I wrote in my book,
I wrote in my book that
as Christian today, we do not pay 10%, we pay 100%.
Let me say that again.
Christians, if you are born again,
if you are born again, tithing 10%, you won't pay 10%, you pay 100%. And the question is how?
Well, remember, when you heard one time, I think in 1961 or 62,
I heard the gospel from one pastor, Joe Mack. And the guy preached, and he said, who wants to give his life to Jesus Christ? And I saw myself before the altar. And I said, today, I gave my whole life to you. When you gave your whole life, you do who man is?
Hallelujah, ask yourself.
Jesus, I gave my whole life to you. If you do anything, you give 100%.
Yeah.
I love what one of our deacons used to say. And I love his name is Deacon Ray Page. Let me call that name today because I love what he used to say. Ray Page would say, he would say, Pastor, I don't do anything. He would say, Pastor, my wife, my house, the job I have, everything I have belongs to my master. Is it correct?
Because you and myself own nothing. Everything belongs to God.
Are you there?
Yeah.
So we pay 100%.
10% is just a starting point.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Shall we stand? And don't forget, as you go home, there are three types of tithes. The Levitical or sacred tithe, and we said that this is the one that for the support of the Levite in the house of God. Then we have the second tithe, which is for the feasts, that whenever, like in those days, every time the people would go to Jerusalem, and that was
very expensive.
So you have to put that tithe aside, and that tithe, I said, for who? For you. Because it's something you keep it to do your religious activities expressive.
And I said, I will do for conferences.
So the money you pay for conferences is the second time. Praise the Lord. And the third one goes to the poor
and the widow and the foreigner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with the people of God forever in Jesus' name. Let us say amen. Let us say thank you, Jesus. Turn around and shut down the hand rest on you and say, God, thank you.
You just listened to the senior pastor of the Headquarters Church of the Believers in Imatari Estate, the Reverend Dr. Liberty Preach, from the text Malachi 3:6-12, and theme Giving to God Through Tithing. You are welcome to worship with us this Sunday and every Sunday. We are located opposite the Don Bosco Youth Center in Imatari Estate. Our worship service starts at 11 a.m. and ends at 12:30 p.m. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week, same time, same station. I am Afra Jeezy, the producer. Bye-bye.
Shower of blessings.